Parshas Chukos, we read about the Paraduma, which is the ultimate chok, Zos Chukos HaTorah, that it's beyond human comprehension, the ultimate riddle. Even the greatest and wisest of men, namely Shlomo Melech, couldn't understand the conundrum of the Paraduma. Matar Tmeim and Matar Metahorim, how is it that Paraduma, that's the chok? The Tara comes from the ultimate Tumah, Tumas Meis. Now the Gemara says in Yuma, Daf Dalid, quotes a Braisa, that the Kohen Gadol, before Yom Kippur, they would be Maza on him from all the Chatos, all the different Paradumas that they had ashes of. So I wanted to say, what's the significance of sprinkling on him all the different ashes of May, of mechatas? After all, with either one of them, each one of them by itself would be metahem. So, in terms of, there's a remarkable Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Gimel from Parah Aduma, Loch Dalit, that v'kein hayu matzniim me'efesh kol Parah Aduma u'Parah shesof and bechil, that they would save some of the ashes of each independent paraduma that they would have. And the Ram says, V'teshe paras adumas nasu kishin etzdavu mitzuzu ad shechavav bayis b'shnir. There were nine times that they found paradumas, that they had the ashes of nine different paras adumas. The Ram continues, V'shona asa Moshe Rabbeinu. The first was done by Moshe. Shnir asa Ezra. The second paraduma was in the time of Ezra, Asofer. V'sheva mi Ezra ad chuban habayis, the next, and there were seven from Ezra till the chuban habayis. V'asivus yasa hamelech hamashiach mehevi yigol ha'amin kein ratzon. And the tenth will be done by the melech hamashiach, and then the Ram concludes, amen kein ratzon, let it be so. Which is very remarkable, the language would use this kind of a language, amen kein yehi ratzon. In fact, in some of the editions, in the new editions of the Rambam, in the that language is missing. But in the standard Ramas that we have, it says, Amen Ken Yiratzon. So what I'd like to suggest is this, that the chok of Paraduma is that the Paraduma is able to be goalless, to redeem us from the ultimate Tuma, namely Tumas Meis. And out of Tuma, out of this Tuma of Tumas Meis can come complete Tahara. And that's why it's called, the Gemara calls it, that's chatas kariyachmanu, that the paraduma is a chatas. And as it brings kapora, it brings redemption with him. And that's its remarkable quality. That's its chok. And that's why the Ram lists all these different paradumas. Because if you think about it, each one, the people he mentions, they are the over the period of time, they're the goalim, the redeemers of Israel. The first paraduma was done by Moshe. He's the one who redeemed the Jewish people from Shibin Mitzrayim. The second was done by Ezra. He's the one who redeemed us from the next Golus, from Golus Bavel, and came back and built Bayis Sheni. And the other seven are subsumed under the tkufa, so to speak, of Ezra, till the Churban Habayis, by Sheni. And the tenth will be done by the Melech Mashiach, who is the ultimate goal of Klal Yisrael. So the Rama sees in this the potential for Geula throughout the history of the Jewish people, till the ultimate redemption, the time of Mashiach. And that's why the Rama concludes, Amen Ken Yotzon, something which is remarkable language for the Rambam. And maybe that's why they were Mazah and the Kohen Gadol from each of the Paradumas, because Yom Kippur also is the day, this glorious day when God redeems us from the tumah of the chait, and even though we were sinners and chotim, we have the potential of kaparas hayom to come once again close to Hashem, and that's the kapara of Yom Kippur, and that's why we mazah all these different chatos, each one represents a stage in the ultimate tahara and the ultimate redemption, which will come in the time of Mashiach.